A new round of COVID-19-related restrictions in South Korea's food service sector creates challenges for U.S. beef in one of its largest markets. President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report.
In Korea, we had some pretty good momentum going after their initial bout with COVID-19. But unfortunately, here in the last few weeks, we've seen a second wave of positive cases. So consequently, what we're seeing is that some of this liberal opening that we saw with restaurants earlier is reversed, and now we're back to having some restrictions on the food service sector. Catering in particular, and the real downer here is we had a backlog of weddings that couldn't happen because there wasn't catering, there wasn't buffets available at these five-star hotels. And in June and July, we saw a lot of activity in this sector. Unfortunately, that's probably going to come to a close temporarily. That being said, there are some positives. We have made a lot of advancements since the initial outbreak within the food service sector on delivery and e-commerce digital platforms. So while the in-restaurant dining is going to take a back seat for a while, we still have pretty robust platforms for restaurant delivery that will still be going strong. The other thing, of course, that is really a positive is that the momentum we had earlier in the year at retail, specifically with our two big partners, Costco and E-Mart, will probably get a shot in the arm as more people stay at home.
U.S. pork exports to Korea have trended lower this year as expected, but Hallstrom says there are still good opportunities for growth in selected segments.
The way this cycle is in the domestic pork production in Korea, they have some pretty robust supplies at the moment. Of course, over time, they still need imports. Particularly the segment that has been growing for years is the convenience segment, the home meal replacement segment. Demand for convenience was strong before COVID-19 and has only intensified.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.